EagleMoss customer service. So I know the situation, sir. I can explain to you what's going on here. Basically, our warehouse was closed for inventory at the beginning of the year for that first business week, so they didn't start redistributing until the 11th of January. The initial charge for that shipment that went out on the 22nd of January, that was actually pre-authorized on the 1st of January. That was when that charge was pre-authorized, but because most banks have about a 14-day period where they will no longer hold a pending charge, it would have dropped back into your account and then come back out when the product shipped out on the 22nd. And then the charge on the 5th is a pre-authorization for the next shipment, which won't go through again until that ships out from the warehouse. So between the 1st of January and the 5th of February, that is 5 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's 5 weeks. That is. The problem is that when y'all do it, how do I put this the easiest way? Oh, first of all, I have a very aggressive way of speaking. It's not against you personally, so don't take offense, please. But the fact is that, okay, it was authorized on the 1st. Came out the 25th. Okay? I had no clue it was coming, and it just hit me. Okay? Now, the next one's going to come out who knows when. Okay? I need them to be sometime where I know they're coming. Okay, look, the COVID has changed everything around this planet, okay? And it's including us. It has changed our finances. We are running very close to the wire. And when we're like, okay, we got this, cool, we're covered, everything's good, we're good. And then all of a sudden, $114, which has gone up, and I need to find out why, has gone up, or it comes out of the account, and all of a sudden, we're in the hole. What the heck? And I don't get a warning because it will come out and I will get a notice that it was coming out. Oh, I don't know, 5 days later, maybe. And it's like the first notice I had is from my bank going, the money's gone. It needs to be pegged. Okay. It needs to either A, be put on a specific date, or it needs to be 5 weeks, period. So that I can figure out when this money is leaving my account. So I can make arrangements to make sure that it's covered.
Yes, sir.
Well, but right at the moment, it's just like, hey, willy-nilly, hey, let's pick it up today. Nah, we'll take it up next week. Oh, wait a minute, let's get it today. Or there'll be shipments paid for on the 25th, and then the next one will come back. I've had payments come out within 2 weeks of each other. Okay? That
yes,
is what I'm upset about.
That's typically the case, and thanks to the delays at the warehouse, that has caused some issues because, again, the banks won't hold that pending charge out of your available balance for more than 14 days. So I definitely apologize for any confusion that that's caused. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
It's not confusion, dear. It's not confusion. That's not the problem. The problem is I need to know it's coming. Seriously, if your phone company goes, hey, we're going to take it out on the 2nd. Oh, wait, we're going to take next month on the 5th. And they don't tell you in advance, you can't deal with it because, hey, the money just disappears. There's no, hey, wait a minute, give me another day, and then it'll be cool. I can't even tell y'all what to do. This is why I don't let anybody into my account. You're the only company right now that has authorization to take money out of my account. And that's about to stop because I want y'all to notify me before that money comes out now. Because this is getting ridiculous. And if it was just like, oh, one time happening, oh, okay, no big deal, we'll move on. But this is like the fourth or fifth time that y'all take the money out, and I got no clue it's coming. It's gone. It's like, holy beep and beep.
Now
I don't know.
Now you are able to give us a call. We're in customer service 24/7, despite what the website says, and you're able to suspend your account until a particular date.
Okay, I want to suspend it for right now because I don't want y'all taking the money out. And then I'll call you next month and unsuspend it, and then I'll suspend it again because if that's the only way I can control the payments right now, that's what I need to do.
that's the only way you can guarantee a specific date, because with weeks, the date's going to change. And we only have the ability to set week frequencies.
Okay. When I first set this up, y'all said you could. But what I want to do right now is suspend it, mm-hmm. and we'll go from there.
Okay. And so I can go ahead and suspend this. How far out do you want to suspend it?
Suspend it? Oh, for what the heck is today anyway?
Today is the 9th.
Nah. Suspend it till the 20th of next month.
So March 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I do the 23rd, because the 20th is a Saturday?
That's
the
20th.
They typically charge for these.
Wait a minute. They're going to charge me for the suspension?
No. Your next shipment, sir.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So they typically charge
the 23rd will be fine.
Tuesday to Fridays for these. When they send them to distribution.
I'm good for that. That's fine. I just want to be able to know when this money's coming out. That's
yes,
it.
Sir. So you're currently suspended until the 23rd of March. And then if you just want to give us a call back to suspend after your next shipment confirmation next payment confirmation, you're welcome to do so. We can suspend these out up to 4 months at a time. And then as far as the price increase, that was something that they started after the new year. They raised the cost per issue to 95 cents more. With me just a moment. I'm just waiting for this program to catch up with me. Okay, so what I'm also going to do is I'm going to apply a 20% discount to your most recent shipment. And then I'll go ahead and force that refund through $22.56. And then from now on, your shipments are going to be $22.56 less. For these it's per issue. So if you lower your amount of issues per shipment or what have you, it's just for the remainder of this build and for your last shipment that went out on the, it got sent to distribution on the 1st, but shipped from distribution on the 22nd. And I'll go ahead and force through that refund.
Now, how many shipments am I waiting on right now?
At this point, you're getting 8 shipments every 5 weeks. Route to you in the mail.
That's
what
I want to know. Okay.
And then you've
got one
that's in distribution getting prepared to be shipped out.
Okay,
now,
I'm almost done with this, to be honest with you, because they're only 130 basics, and then there's another 20-something... On top
now,
of that,
did you
right?
want to skip the extension and then decide later on if you want to do the extension versus getting charged for it?
You just continue on the shipments, right?
Right. Well, I mean, if we skip everything after 1:30, then you don't have to get the extension. But I'm just saying if you wanted to put it off because you were saying finances were hard at the time.
No, I'm good with it. I'll just keep going.
Okay.
Just like I've been going. I just want to know when I'm going to get charged for it. That's
it. At this point, you shouldn't be charged anything further until around the 23rd of March. And then if you give us a call after that, we can go ahead and suspend next out until the date of your choosing. It is set every 5 weeks, but that's a 35-day cycle. So it's a little over a month. So it's never going to be the same day every week or every month.
Yeah, I understand that, but 5 weeks I can count. 2 to 8 weeks I can't count. I just need to know when.
Right. I definitely understand that. But again, we've got it says next shipment 3/23/2021. And then after that, it will automatically set your next shipment date for 5 weeks after it's sent to distribution.
I'll do that. I can deal with it.
Okay. Well, again, we're here 24/7, and then bear with me. Let me leave a note real quick. All right. And otherwise, that'll sit on your account as a credit. Okay, and Dorian. Okay, sir. is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, that's it, dear.
Okay, it's looking like because of you already having a pre-authorized charge, what's going to happen is that pending charge will drop off and you'll see a charge of 9223 once that ships instead of the
okay.
11479. And then nothing further until the 23rd of March.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, that was the only problem I had, though. All
right. Well, I do apologize again. What the agent did mention about us going to a bigger warehouse, they are in the process of moving to a much larger facility in the state of Indiana. Because basically what's happened is with the social distancing guidelines, where we used to be able to process about 4,500 to 5,000 orders a day, we've been whittled down to about 1,200. So order processing has taken a long time. So by March, they plan to be distributing mostly through that Indiana warehouse, and then eventually they will make a complete changeover from Meadville to Indiana. And we expect it to go a lot better then. Yeah, well, we'll be able to keep everyone safe, but also still process orders to keep up with everything because it's caused us to fall far too behind with processing.
Fall behind. Yeah, I understand that. No, that wasn't what I was upset about. It's just that, wham, bam, oh, wow, there's a charge.
It's definitely unexpected because typically it would process in less than 2 weeks, so that pending charge would remain until it went through. But with these delays, the pending charge is going back into your account, and you think it's already come out because you remember already paying for it back on the 1st.
Yep.
And then it charges again when it ships. So that pending charge has fallen back into your available balance, and then it takes the money back. So it's not something that you can even really see because your available balance is just higher. It doesn't show as a refund. But we're hoping that this move to the new distribution center will help smooth a lot of that out.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your assistance.
Yes, sir. You take care, and I thank you for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss.
Stay safe.
You as well, sir. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.